Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I have a theory about this story with Tom Brady's hand being injured, and I think it's pretty good. I think what's happening is they're looking at the Jaguars, they're hearing about the Jaguars, they're studying tape on the Jaguars, and they realize, wow, there's a distinct possibility that they're going to lose to the Jaguars. And when they do, they need a good excuse. And it can't just be that Brady's getting old. It can't just be that the team isn't what it was. It can't just be that there's infighting in the organization. So they fake a busted up hand. And that way, if something happens, if the worst case scenario for the Patriots happens and they do lose to the Jaguars, which we were all expecting, then they've got something to fall back on. They can just say, you know what? Tom busted his hand in practice, and that's why we lost. When really we all know the truth. What's up, everybody? It's Mark Kay. This is the Mark Kay Show. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. You can call in right now. You can also leave us an open mic message at News 1045-WOKV. And a big day, first of all, before we get to the fake news awards, because, man, I was so excited when the fake news awards came out yesterday.
You are fake news.
It was better than the Grammys. It was better than the Oscars. It was better than the People's Choice Awards. It was better than, watching Johnny Chestnut eat all those hot dogs. It was better than anything I've really experienced. And so accurate. We're going to go over the winners, who also happen to be the losers. It's one of those interesting award ceremonies where that happens. And we'll talk about, which one you think is the creme de la creme, if they got them in the right order. CNN, by the way, spoiler alert, taking home the most fake news awards this season, and probably every season, at least while Donald Trump's in office. Before that, Amazon just announced, I don't know what you have to do to get a company to notice a city, but Jacksonville, I've been driving through Jacksonville. I went downtown the other day. I was shooting a video to drum up some excitement for the football game, and I was driving by the Navy Yards, and I was picturing the Amazon complex that Mayor Curry imagined would be there one day. All the land usage that, is just going to waste and has been forever. And I thought, I got really excited. I was like, there's a lot that we could do here. There's a lot of potential down here in the city, what with everything that's going on and all the building and whatnot. And then, of course, today Amazon announced that 20 out of 232 cities or something, they announced 20 finalists. 20 finalists. And I'll be honest with you, it's just, they're boring. There's nothing new in any of these finalists. There's nothing new. It's just the same old big cities. It's the same old, behemoth metropolitan areas that you see all the time over and over again. Nothing. Atlanta. All right. Atlanta is a nice place, but it's Atlanta. Everybody has a headquarters in Atlanta. Boston, Chicago, snooze fest. So Dallas, Denver. These are all Los Angeles. These are all major cities. Even Miami, I get that. Florida is a great place to have a headquarters, but there's other parts of Florida other than Miami, like, for example, Jacksonville, which is 5 hours north. It's more convenient to fly from Jacksonville to Seattle or Jacksonville to New York or Jacksonville to D.C. or wherever you have to go. Newark, New Jersey is on that. That's really what I take umbrage with. I don't mind that smaller towns like Raleigh, North Carolina are on the list and Austin, Texas, because I get it. I lived in Raleigh for a while. I've been to Austin, Texas. I understand what kind of metropolitan areas they have. I understand that they're hubs of technology, especially Raleigh. Most of the technology outside of the West Coast comes from that area. The Research Triangle, you've got Duke and UNC and NC State. And I mean, it is a hotbed of money and cash and smart people. So that makes perfect sense to me. But why leave off Jacksonville? Why put something like Toronto, Ontario? Toronto, Ontario, horrible choice. First of all, it's not even in the United States. Second of all, the taxes are going to destroy you. Third of all, if somebody wants to move there, they're going to have to leave the country. And who wants to do that? I mean, besides anyone who voted for Hillary Clinton. maybe that's their whole point. Maybe that's why. Anyway, Pittsburgh is on there. Their football team stinks. I don't know. I don't know why anyone would want to go there. But that's it. We offer them 200,000 acres of land. Absolutely free. We offer them 250 acres of land absolutely free. And they didn't even take it. So I don't know. Something's going on in Miami that they feel is much better. So scrap the plan for the Amazon headquarters. Scrap the plan for the new supersonic monorail system that we had planned. Scrap all of that because they're headed elsewhere. All right, let's get, ladies and gentlemen, to the fake news award, shall we? This was highly anticipated. For weeks, Donald Trump has been talking about the fake news awards and teasing the fake news awards and promising that the first ever fake news awards would soon be upon us. And then he had to push them back for this reason and that reason. And then, of course, he had a super secret meeting in the White House, which wasn't super secret. And everyone thought he was a racist. So, he had to push them back again. But yesterday, finally, we got word that the winners of the first ever fake news awards were being announced. And it was perfect timing because we ended the show yesterday by talking about the media. We had a guy call in, an Army veteran, a Navy veteran rather, and he took umbrage with some of the things I was saying. And he said, look, the media doesn't lie. He said that Donald Trump is it. We were talking about Jeff Flake and his attack on Donald Trump and how Donald Trump was attacking the right to freedom of the press. Which he's not at all. Donald Trump is just exercising his own right of free speech by saying that the media lies. But this guy called in yesterday and he was convinced that the media was right on the money and that the media had to do their job and they had to keep tabs on the president and that they weren't lying. Well, that, of course, got some reaction from you.
The media does make things up. They lie.
Thank you, Sherry, for that open mic message. By the way, if you want to send us an open mic message, you can do so. Download our mobile app at News 104.5 WOKV on the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store and send us a message. We'll get it right here in the studio and we'll play it. And that is not a lie. Because here, we are not media that lies. But there are several examples, and it was uncanny how we spoke about that yesterday, right after Jeff Flake. And don't think that Jeff Flake's speech had nothing to do with the timing of these fake news awards coming out. Because Jeff Flake went in there and attacked Donald Trump and attacked him trying to keep tabs on the press and calling them fake news, even when there are instances that they did lie and misrepresent the facts and basically just make stuff up. For one reason and one reason only, and that was to put the president in a negative light, to incur hatred among their viewers of the current administration. That was the only reason to do it. So Donald Trump announced yesterday the fake news awards, and it was incredible to see. Not surprisingly, CNN had a lot of awards, four total, more than any other news outlet, and I'm not sure how these are done. I don't know if they're in any particular order. There aren't categories like best fake news TV reporter or best fake news story on a blog. Nothing like that. It's just a general list from 1 through, I want to say, 10 or 11, perhaps 12. Through 11 of the biggest fake news stories of the season. So it could just be that number one is the biggest fake news story and therefore the biggest winner. So let's just start there. The first fake news award handed out by Donald Trump, and this can all be found on GOP.com, by the way, was to the New York Times, Paul Krugman, claiming on the day of President Trump's historic landslide victory that the economy would never recover. Congratulations, Paul! Nicely done on your fake news award.
Advanced economies like the United States, we're at the technological frontier with not completely crazy economic policies, there's almost nothing the government could do. The most ideal policy in the world is not going to boost GDP by 7%. So this is crazy.
Crazy. Trump's economic plan is totally insane. And that earned him, that earned Paul Krugman a fake news award, the first ever given out. So that is definitely historic and great job for him and the New York Times. The second fake news award, and I'm going to be honest with you, I really thought this one was going to be the first. I thought this one was going to take the cake, but it came in second place. Goes to ABC News' Brian Ross. Brian Ross. Because he, of course, sent the economy into a downward spiral with his fake news report about Donald Trump and his former director of intelligence.
He has promised full cooperation to the Mueller team. He's prepared to testify, we are told by a confidant, against President Trump, against members of the Trump family, and others in the White House. He is prepared to testify that President Trump, as a candidate, Donald Trump, ordered him, directed him to make contact with the Russians, which contradicts all that Donald Trump has said at this point.
Yeah. We tried to get these guys to come on and give actual victory speeches, but they weren't. We reached out, nothing. We weren't able to get any comments back. Next up, the third fake news award and the first of four for CNN goes to, of course, CNN for falsely reporting that Donald Trump and his son Donald J. Trump had access to hacked WikiLeaks documents before they were made public.
We are correcting a story that we have been reporting throughout the day today about an email that was sent to the Trump campaign, to then candidate Trump. This email was on September 14th. So that is 10 days later than what we originally reported earlier today.
Yeah, we'd like to correct a story that we made up earlier today. I'm sorry, that we reported earlier today. So CNN botching the dates and inaccurately reporting the Trump campaign had WikiLeaks sneak peek. That is the third fake news award that Donald Trump handed out. This, you know what? And I feel it really is exciting. I feel kind of like I am at a real award show. I feel like I'm at a real award show, except when I get up, there's no one that fills my seat, and I'm not wearing a tuxedo, because I should, though, because it's freaking cold. One more here, real quick, before we go to break, and this one I'd forgotten about, but it goes to Time Magazine. Time Magazine, congratulations. You win a fake news award for reporting that President Trump removed a bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. And here to accept on their behalf is YouTube star Mark Dice.
But today's example comes from the trusted media source Time Magazine and their White House correspondent Zeke Miller, who tweeted out the lie, the fake news, the hoax, that Donald Trump, on his first day in office, removed the bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office.
That didn't happen. What happened was he was referencing a photo he saw, and he did not see the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. because somebody was standing in front of it. However, instead of doing some due diligence and reporting, he just tweeted it out and earned himself. That tweet earned himself one of the first ever fake news awards. So congratulations once again. Listen, we have to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more of the winners and the losers. Fun fact, they're the same people. Right after this, you're listening to The Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is The Mark Kaye Show. Thank you so much for joining me. 340-1045 is the number. Sorry, I almost gave it my cell phone number. I always do that so much. 340-1045 is the number that you need to call. Or send us an open mic message. News 104.5 WOKV. You can find our mobile app at your app store. If you're a Google Play app user, then you know where to go. If you got an iPhone, it's probably, I mean, it shouldn't be. You don't need me to tell you how to download apps. Rest assured. Anyway, big day today, because today we finally know the winners of Donald Trump's fake news awards. They've been promoted and they've been released, and I kind of wish there'd been a ceremony. You know how they canceled the White House Correspondents' Dinner because Donald Trump said he wouldn't be attending, and then I think they had a lamer version of it, but this is what they should replace it with. You know, why should Donald Trump go play in their playground? Let them come play in his. Have a big state dinner, have a big ceremony, invite some of the, you know, recording artists who, you know, support you, probably some country stars, what's a Joy Villa, who showed up in the Make America Great Again dress to the Grammys. Anyway, invite them to the show, get some presenters. I'm sure you could find some people who would love, I would present an award. President Trump, if you want to make this an actual live red carpet event, or even a red, white, and blue carpet event. Although that's probably disrespectful. We don't want to step on the American flag. But, you know, you get some little trophies made out. And then, of course, you hand out the actual awards in person instead of just putting them up on GOP.com. I think that would be fantastic. And I think it would be an event that would really, really get people going. I think it would be one of the most successful and popular events in history. That's just my personal opinion, and that's not fake news.
You are fake news.
No, I said that's not fake news. 340-1045. Back to the awards. The top four, we've already gone over. The fifth one is more of a visual. These are really great, because I'd forgotten half of the crap that the media went out and that tried to put out as real fact. Like, for example, the removal of the Martin Luther King Jr. bust from the Oval Office. They did the same thing, in all fairness, with Barack Obama, although, oh, wait a minute, he actually did remove the Winston Churchill bust. And you know what? Never mind. That was actual news. That was actual news. 3401045, Dave Weigel from the Washington Post. He gets the fifth big news award for falsely reporting that President Trump's massive sold-out rally in Pensacola, Florida was empty. Dishonest reporter showed picture of an empty arena hours before the crowd started pouring in. Of course, Donald Trump tweeted all about it on December 9th. He said thousands of people were outside on their way in. Real photos not shown as I spoke. Packed house, many people unable to get in. Demand apology and retraction from fake news WAPO.
You are fake news.
And for that, they won their fake news award. We got to take a quick break. 3401045. My name is Mark Kay. This is the Mark Kay Show. We'll be right back with more of the winners and losers from Donald Trump's first ever fake news awards and some of your phone calls. Do you agree with these winners? Did he leave some people off the list? What was the biggest fake news story of 2017? We want to know. Give us a buzz. We'll be right back. All right, so President Trump now saying, look, a shutdown of the government would be bad for the military, which, you know, I think we have to fund them anyway. I think there's always money for the military. The money that, you know, it gets lost is on basically everything non-essential. But, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans are working on some kind of stopgap budget, which would fund the government through February, so like another month. And then, you know, in February, they'll have another stopgap budget. They spent all the time they put working on stopgap budgets on just putting together like an actual budget and maybe getting everything in these DACA bills and these Dreamer bills that everyone wants, including the president. You know, we would save so much time. We wouldn't have to worry about it. There's so many meetings about funding the government for 30 days at a time. Imagine if you just spent all that time funding the government for, I don't know, a year, two, 3 years at a time. You know, but then, I mean, I guess you'd have to do real work the rest of the time. You're not just, you know, messing around. Hey, speaking of messing around, let's get back to these awards, shall we? Because they're exciting. They're exciting. While we wait to find out if the government shuts down tomorrow, while we all sit in with bated breath and in anticipation to find out if we're going to be able to go to any national museums come the weekend, we want to get back to Donald Trump's fake news awards because they were handed out yesterday. And it was looking to be, a lot of people were a little, you know, put off that he kept putting off the awards. Someone actually said it appears that the fake news awards are fake news and will never happen. However, that's not the case. So far, we've heard awards given out to the New York Times' Paul Krugman on the economy, Brian Ross on the Mueller investigation, and of course, you know, the director of intelligence. I can never remember his name. CNN also claiming their first fake award for botching the Trump WikiLeaks sneak peek campaign. Time magazine for falsely reporting that President Trump removed a bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office, which we know not to be true. A Washington Post underreporting the attendance at a Trump rally right here in Florida. And the sixth fake news award also being awarded to CNN. Making them the first two-time winner of the fake news awards, they edited a video to make it appear President Trump defiantly overfed fish during a visit with the Prime Minister of Japan. The Japanese Prime Minister actually fed the fish first, showing Donald Trump how you're supposed... You dump the whole box of fish food in there. There's really no way to mess it up. You take the food, you throw it in there. However, they seem to believe that it was a bigger story than it was, and they falsely reported that. This all right on the heels, by the way, of two important events. Senator Jeff Flake yesterday getting up on the Senate floor and announcing that Donald Trump was similar to Joseph Stalin by the way that he berated the press, and that Donald Trump had no right to bully the press and speak negatively about the press. But consequently, the press has every right to bully the president and speak negatively about him, even though some of it is not true. And luckily, you people know that because you sent me open mics saying exactly that.
The media does make things up. They lie.
That was Sherry responding to a caller we had yesterday who said, you know, Donald Trump is wrong. The media doesn't lie. Donald Trump is wrong. The media is there to protect him, to protect us from his falsehood. The media, the unofficial branch of government, the fourth unofficial branch of the government, is there to keep checks and balances on the president of the United States. And that is true. They are not there, however, to make stuff up and swing the balance the other way, which is what a lot of these organizations are doing. And it's paying off not only with ratings, but now many of them are earning these very, very lucrative and very exciting fake news awards from the president. Another award for CNN. Award number 7 goes to CNN for falsely reporting about Anthony Scaramucci's meeting with a Russian, but retracted it due to a significant breakdown in process. This was one of the issues that Stephen Miller took umbrage when he was interviewed with Jake Tapper. They had a very heated exchange back and forth. And the one thing that Stephen Miller pointed out to him was, look, you keep claiming all these things about Russian collusion. You keep claiming all these things about what you read in Fire and Fury. But the fact of the matter is, your network has a serious credibility problem, because over and over and over again, you have these reports of stories that just aren't true. You have the CNN WikiLeaks story, which just isn't even true. They even had listened to this reporter reporting on the CNN's misrepresentation of the WikiLeaks story.
We're actually correcting a story that we have been reporting throughout the day today about an email that was sent to the Trump campaign, to then-candidate Trump. This email was on September 14th, so that is 10 days later than what we originally reported earlier today.
Okay, so that's not correcting a story. That's not a significant, that's not, you know, you misspelled somebody's name. That is a retraction of fact. That is a retraction of a story. The story was that that WikiLeaks gave the Trump Organization and Donald Jr. a sneak peek of documents before they were made public. That is collusion. And that didn't happen. That didn't happen. The documents were made public long before Don Jr. ever sent an email to anybody about them, ever before anyone in the president's entourage saw them. That is not at all a correction to a story. That is a falsehood. And what you need to do is issue a retraction. So for that reason, they received their fake news award. Another one for Newsweek. Newsweek, surprisingly, this is their first, the 8th fake news award going to Newsweek. For falsely reporting that Polish First Lady Agata Kornhauser-Duda, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, did not shake President Trump's hand when indeed there are photographic images that she did. Not shaking the president's hand, by the way, was a popular one. You know, not holding it. They had supposedly photos of Melania not wanting to hold his hand and various heads of state all over the world not wanting to shake his hand for this reason or the other, disrespecting the president. The president, you know, barging in front of people and them not wanting to give the appropriate response. It's all been, I guess what it is it's to show that there's this negative idea of Donald Trump throughout the world. And a lot of it, of course, is perpetuated not just by what Donald Trump says and does, but because Donald Trump, A, is putting forth an outward power that they haven't seen in a while, an outward stability and strength, and B, that the news is just reporting it incorrectly. CNN back again for the 9th fake news award. Reporting that former FBI Director James Comey would dispute President Trump's claim that he was told he is not under investigation. And that, as we know, is not true. Because he repeatedly asked, and the question was repeatedly answered, and James Comey, when he took the stand, said, no, I concur with the president. The way he said it is exactly what I was told. I told him several times, you are not under investigation. And he wasn't. And with good reason, because there's nothing at all to investigate. And then finally, the New York Times, who got not only the first, but the last fake news award, for falsely claiming on the front page that the Trump administration had hidden a climate report. I even forgot about this. And that's, you know, it is kind of like when you watch the Academy Awards, if you watch them, or you watch the Golden Globes, and there are these movies and TV shows that you even forgot about because it was so long. It was like a year ago. And you're like, oh, I kind of remember that movie. That came out a year ago. I kind of wanted to see that, but then I never did, and now it's on Netflix, and, you know, maybe I'll watch it sometime. Same thing with these news stories. I even forget about them. It was the New York Times falsely claiming on the front page that Donald Trump and his administration had hidden a climate report. They were guilty of, quote, a large screw-up on climate change story via the Washington Post. So there you have the Washington Post claiming that the New York Times is reporting fake news. And, of course, Donald Trump right there to tweet about it. Overall, he said that the biggest fake news award of the year goes to the entire media, the entire press, because they claimed Russian collusion. And there has yet to be any form of Russian collusion that has been proven, that has been shown, that has been demonstrated. No witnesses after millions of dollars of FBI raids and investigation by Mueller and his entire team. Nothing at all about Russia collusion has been proven. And yet it's a story that continues to perpetuate the headlines. Whether it's Russia collusion or Donald Trump being a racist or anything at all, these are the headlines that the media likes to lead with. In fact, we had Don Lemon. What's his name? Anderson Cooper. Everybody on CNN last week, just, you know, using that S word over and over again, claiming blatantly that Donald Trump was a racist. Donald Trump didn't want black people in the country. That's what Anderson Cooper said. Donald Trump is tired of all these black people in the United States. As you can see, it's a continued narrative. And when somebody's under attack, I mean, isn't it the American way to fight back? Isn't it the American way to say that's not true? Why is it? Why is it that when somebody accuses you of something that's just not true, you have to sit there and take it just because they're the press, just because they're the media and they have this protection? You have protection, too. You have freedom of speech. You have, the freedom of all sorts. You know, you have the freedom to speak out in protection of yourself. You have the freedom to not speak if you're going to incriminate yourself. All of these freedoms were put in the Constitution, not just for the media to watchdog the government, but for individuals to watchdog the media and corporations and the government and themselves. And Donald Trump and anyone else in his family, anyone else in his cabinet, anyone else who speaks on behalf of the White House, they are, yes, government operatives. They are also United States citizens. And they are granted the same rights and freedom of speech as anyone else. But Senator Jeff Flake and Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and everybody else in the media feels that the president doesn't enjoy the same rights that they do. And in fact, for years, the president's never exercised those rights. Barack Obama never had to, because there was very little negatively reported about him. George W. Bush never did, because he was just too polite. He had that, you know, folksy down home yeehaw thing going. And he never, you know, he just went back to his ranch in Crawford, Texas, waited out the storm. And then he went back to Washington to try to get some work done in between the barbs that the press was throwing at him. There was fake news all about it. There was fake news all over the place about George Bush, about his intellect. There were people talking about how he was unfit for office, how he was stupid, how he was like, he was portrayed on Saturday Night Live as a child, basically. And he never fought back. Well, it's a new day and it's a new dawn. And you have a president from New York City who doesn't take it when people, lash out at him, verbally or otherwise, or his family. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we have fake news. And more importantly, that's why we have these fake news awards. 340-1045. It's a great time to be an American. I know a lot of people are stressed and angry, and this is the most fun we've had in this country in a long, long time. 340-1045. Some of your phone calls coming up here in just a minute. You're listening to The Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is The Mark Kaye Show. Thanks so much for joining me today. Tomorrow, by the way, as we head into the AFC Championship weekend where the Jaguars are taking on Tom Brady and the Patriots, I've invited from our traffic department Brian Middleton on the show because he has a very interesting conspiracy theory about the game this weekend and why the Jaguars will not win. And there's nothing they can do about it. Also, speaking of conspiracy theories, this report that Tom Brady injured his hand in practice yesterday, I believe is a cover-up story. I believe that the Patriots and Bill Belichick, they're not stupid. They know who they can beat and who they can't. And they probably have been watching the Jaguars and looking at their tape and realizing, holy cow, there's a chance that we may not be going to the Super Bowl this year. And when they do, they need something to blame. Their ego won't allow them to just stomach the fact that they got beat. So I believe, and I can't prove this. I don't want to be accused of fake news. I don't want a fake news award. But I believe this could be a false report so that they have a scapegoat when they do lose on Sunday to the Jaguars. Anyway, for more information, would listen at 7 p.m. Action Sports, Jack's countdown to kickoff, chase for the championship right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Chris from Jacksonville joins us. Chris, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kaye Show. Real quick, what do you want to say about the fake news awards?
Oh, well, I just wanted to throw out the Dan Rather on George Bush with the National Guard thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's out there, and these people are complicit in what's going on.
You're right. You're right about that. And for those of you that don't remember, CBS and Dan Rather, you know what? We're going to give them a retroactive fake news award for reporting that there were documents showing that George Bush lied about his service in the National Guard when the documents had been printed up on a computer and fabricated, and experts immediately came out to thwart the story. And then the source that Dan Rather swore by came out and said, oh, by the way, I made the whole thing up. And basically it destroyed Dan Rather's entire career. Great. Hey, thanks for reminding me of that. I really appreciate it, Chris. Everyone else, stay tuned. We'll have more coming up here in just a minute. The news is coming to Steve Ponson's going to come in here with the news. And again, Action Sports Jack's countdown to kickoff. Chase for the championship today at 7 p.m. I'll be back tomorrow at 11. It's the Marquez Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.